Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Lakefront Stadium renderings coming out, and apparently, according to Daryl, these are about 4 years old, right? This is when the Browns initially went through and were trying to work on a lakefront rendering, or just a lakefront, you know, proposal to actually do something with everything going on down there and actually have something happening. Like, if you look in the renderings, it looks like there's a few more buildings. A few more buildings actually up in going around the downtown area, and a much nicer sort of look at things. But so the entire idea is that these were leaked, right? Like, these are supposed to be a leaked image that clearly is supposed to sort of sway us, I guess, the other way. Like, sway us away from a dome in Brook Park. But the funny thing is, if anything, I'm pretty sure we can all basically just agree, hey, this probably pushes me further the other way. Right? And I'm fully biased coming into this. If we're not already aware by the conversations we've had over the last few months, I'm all in on Jimmy World, as some people have deemed it. Basically, the entire dome and renovating an entire area that basically is non-existent right now and turning that into the Brook Park dream 20 minutes down the road for the Browns. Whereas looking at what would be the lakefront rendering right now and where the billions of dollars or billion of dollars would go to make a difference and looks to keep us having there. Like, this is one of the, I think, uglier images of what I've seen. One, it's not only just basically a carbon cut copy of, well, here's the exact same stadium, but what if we made it look like Rocket Arena and put glass around it? Well, in all honesty, didn't do a whole lot for me. Looks like you just went through and lined up a bunch of toothpicks outside the stadium on the side facing downtown. And you just plucked them everywhere. I was not a fan. It's just, in today's world, if you're going to go through and make renovations to the stadium and actually go through and invest $1 billion, it's got to look better than this. I mean, it has to be something that sort of catches your eye. Look what's been built in recent years in terms of stadiums. Obviously, the Browns have fallen in love with what was in Minnesota, the glass roof and everything else, and it looks state-of-the-art. It looks something that nowhere else has. You look at places like Allegiant Stadium, it looks like a giant UFO. SoFi is probably one of the weirder-looking venues that I've ever seen. It's not even technically a dome, but it kind of protects you from the elements. And now we have word that the Commanders are basically building something. They threw out renderings. Looks incredibly nice. if you made stadium renovations that then went through and looked like this, it's not even like congratulations, you've caught up with the rest of the league. It's like, oh, that's just not going to cut it. That's like a congratulations to catch up with the rest of the league a decade ago. If you're going to pour the money into making something look nice, why don't you pour the money into something that's brand new, state-of-the-art, actually built in the correct way initially, and have something completely different? Like, this is just something that, again, everything that we've seen along the lakefront, literally since my conception, since 2001, it has been basically nothing. I mean, what? We got the Rock Hall, I think, was 1995. The Science Center was not long after that. And it just hasn't changed at all. It's parking lots on parking lots and the lake on one side. And nothing has changed to make that area better. It's just the stadium there. That entire portion of downtown is basically, oh, the stadium's here and the Rock Hall's here too. Like, there's just not a ton that's going to happen. So as I look at these renderings, and albeit they being 4 years old, I look around this completely developed area, and it's like, okay, does the billions of dollars being poured into this even take into account the building of everything right there, the plans right alongside of it? And if it does, what are the odds that that actually happens? And what are the odds that what we're looking at right now, the actual functionality and use of this stadium, from which everything that I've heard is very much subpar, and the foundation is cracking, and there's actual structural issues going on in that place beyond just the fact that it looks like it was built in, I mean, I was going to be generous, but it looks like it was built in like 1975, and it just hasn't been touched since. It's just a giant cement circle. And it's not very nice. It's our home. Enjoy it, but sometimes you got to admit when your own home's still kind of a piece of dump. And that's exactly what that is. There's just nothing that's very inspiring to me about what these renovations are going to do. It looks a lot more like aesthetics on the outside of the building, so it doesn't just look like a giant arena in which a team plays, and looks more so inviting, but without actually fixing a lot of the issues around it. Without actually changing any of the real issues that we have right from the jump, it looks a lot more just like, oh, let's go and change a couple of things, and we're still going to run into the exact same problems that we're running into right now. If this is what was supposed to convince me otherwise, you did a bad job. You did a bad job of getting me off the I want to go to Brook Park train. Because if anything, if I look at this and say, all right, well, it's Brook Park or what I have in front of me, I am so much more inclined to look at this and go, no, absolutely. If this is the alternative, I can't have it. This can't be a reality of what's on the opposite side. Boehm, did you happen to see the renderings from today of the lakefront stadium proposal they threw out there, the leaks?
I literally just looked them up in this segment out of curiosity. I hadn't looked them up yet. And I got to say, they are highly disappointing.
Yeah, like it's, oh, hi, it's a stadium. Like, it's the exact same thing they do with Rocket Arena, which is probably a mid-tier arena to begin with, right? They did, the outside looks very nice. I think it looks much more modern than it did prior to the renovations. And they did some cool things inside. But at the end of the day, you get past the entrances, and just about everything else is the same as it was before.
Like, I like it.
You like the lakefront renderings?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. It looks gorgeous. I'm looking at it right now as we speak.
I mean, it looks nicer than what we currently have. I just think what's facing the city looks like you literally lined up against a bunch of toothpicks and are ready to play dominoes.
Cody, do you like it better than the Brook Park renderings?
Oh, absolutely.
Just because of location?
Brook Park. Yeah, location. Location's a big thing for me. I think it's fine on the lakefront.
But that's the only reason, right? I mean, it's not actually like a great design.
To me, you know what? I'm not a huge fan of teams playing outside the city limits. I think they should play in the city limits.
Oh, Hody, like it's 19 gorgeous. Of I'm the 32 right teams now. In I the think NFL. It looks cool. It's like almost a majority of the teams in the NFL play outside the city limits of the team they represent.
And I think it's ridiculous.
I just...
Like the Buffalo Bills play in Orchard Park.
Yeah,
that's
which
not
is like
Buffalo.
It's across the street from Buffalo, and nobody in Buffalo complains other than the people about the PSLs and everything. That's going to be an issue
Orchard
one way or
Park.
Another.
It's not Buffalo; it's Orchard Park. And then think about this:
the New York Jets New York and the New York teams, yeah, they play in New Jersey.
They don't even play in the same state. That's you don't hear not. They should be the New Jersey Jets and the New Jersey Giants. They shouldn't be the New York Giants.
Were you
and
actually
Jets.
Born in the city of Cleveland, or were you born in like a suburb of Cleveland?
I was born in Fairview Hospital, but it is in the Cleveland city limits, so I technically was born in the Cleveland
city
limits.
A majority of people were not born in the Cleveland city limits, and they still identify as Cleveland.
Yeah, like I was born in Painesville, Ohio. Still identify myself as a Clevelander because I'm 30 minutes outside of the city, and it's where
fine.
I identify myself.
Mayfield Heights,
that's
myself.
That's totally fine, yeah. But it brings energy to downtown. It's great to have downtown. There's tons of businesses downtown, local businesses that thrive off having the stadium down there. I am absolutely in favor of having our stadiums downtown. I love the idea of it, and I like this renovation plan. It doesn't look like that's going to end up being the case, and I know a lot of folks may disagree with me on that, but that's okay. That's just my opinion.
If you could take the Brook Park Dome and place it downtown, I'd take that 100 out of 100 times because it's so much nicer. I mean, it looks sleek. It looks modern. Every rendition that they've put out of it continues to excite me more and more. And then I go through and look what they put right now. It's like, yeah, some of those things matter. But, like, the football stadium is not pivotal to the way the downtown – it's sure, some businesses benefit off the fact that people are tailgating and then going to the game. Absolutely. I mean, you move that over to Brook Park, I think not that much changes. And you really only have the city to blame in my eyes in that conversation. But it's not a pivotal part to the way that downtown is. It's completely sectioned off from everything else by literally an entire highway. There's no way to get to it without having to cross the exits and entrances of the highway. And we're sitting down there and there's nothing around it. Unless you want to go to the Rock Hall or you want to go to the Science Center, you literally have to go to a complete different part of the city. It's a 15 to 20 minute walk away in order to go to a bar, a restaurant, anything else. It's a complete failure by downtown to not have anything else around it. It's an absolute failure. And if you took this rendering that they just put out of the lakefront thing and you showed that, they're like, this is what we're putting in Brook Park. We'd all be like, ooh, how about that lakefront rendering? Huh? How about what do you guys got for if you were to do something right here? Like if all you did was put a roof on this thing, I don't think anybody would still be happy with it. It's again, I look at it and I'm like, oh, it's a building. Like I've seen stadiums built in, you know, like 2008 that feel like they have a very similar look and were state of the art then. Congratulations. That was what, 13 years ago?
2008 was actually 17 years ago.
That's why I don't do math on radio. 17 years ago. And it looks like the exact same of what they built. Give me something new. Give me something sleek. Give me something that has updated facilities, a proper structure, and you're actually able to properly build around it without having to rely on Cleveland saying that they're going to upgrade the lakefront, which I've been hearing since I exited the womb.
Yeah, that's also going to be part of the thing. Like, what happens if the stadium does move to Brook Park, and what is going to be this lakefront development? It's been talked about for decades, and I'm about the same age as you, Jake. I think I'm a year older than you.
Yeah.
It's been my entire life, and nothing ever gets done about it. And is it the stadium? I don't think it's the stadium. There's still plenty of stuff to do around there. It's always talked about and never gets done. So why would I believe, stadium or no stadium, that anything would get done down there?
Yeah, I mean, the entire reason, guys, that these renderings are out and they're 4 years old is because, as Daryl had put it, and after the show's over at 11, if you guys want to go back, Odyssey Rewind feature, I think Afternoon Drive had him on at 3 today, provided some very good information about these renderings and sort of the process that this entire thing went down. The Browns tried to do this 4 years ago. They wanted to start these plans and stay on the lakefront. What do you think happened?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doesn't feel like this city really abided by holding up their part of the deal, and they stalled it out, and the Browns said, okay, well, we'll just go build our own thing and do it somewhere else because this location is definitely not ideal. Again, 216-474-0092 if you guys want to jump in. Your thoughts on the Lakefront Stadium renderings. When we come on back, let's get back to a little bit of Cavs talk because I think it's probably fair to say that even down 3 of 5 players – might have slightly underrated the Pacers. Again, you can jump in 216-474-0092. We'll get to that in 5 minutes right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on the Fan. Then we'll be all right. But the other part of that too is like we look at Tyrese Halliburton, and I had the conversation several times leading up to this series. Everybody calls him, as he was deemed by his sort of equivalence in the NBA, other players anonymously polled as the most overrated player in the NBA. If you're out there calling Tyrese Halliburton the most overrated player in the NBA, well, welcome to about 3 seconds left on the clock and the top of the key. Again, I don't look at Tyrese Halliburton as a, oh, well, he's a terrible player. Does he get a little bit too much hype? I think there were times maybe last year where he got it because he took his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. But he's showing you right now as to why he's a good player, why he's considered where he's at, and he's the star of an NBA team that's trying to punch their ticket once again to that same spot. No, he's talented. The Pacers are talented. It's a team that we looked at and talked so much about. And pretty much everybody being like, I don't see you losing to the Pacers. I don't think there's a way you lose to the Pacers. Well, guys, all of a sudden, again, semi-courtesy to the injuries, there's a very real world where the Cavs could lose to the Pacers. I'm not saying they're better than the Cavs because I don't believe that, especially at full health. I think the Cavs are still the more talented team. They're still the better team, and I don't think that's a question. But the Pacers have shown me something in 2 games that I didn't even know that they were going to be able to bring to this series. And that's the ability to stay hot, stay consistent, and be able to fight through games even when it's a dangerous spot. They could just roll over, call it a game two, move on to the next, and hope for the best. They just stay in striking distance. They imply a full court press. And you found guys who play tough. All the things that we like about the Cavs, the depth, the three-point shooting ability, the defense, the ability to sort of tack on points in short periods. The Pacers all do the same thing. It's the way they structure their team, very similarly to how the Cavs structured theirs. And your difference right now is they're healthy, you're not. You're missing 2 of your top 3 players. They're not, but they've showed the ability, again, to make sure they're getting it done from beyond the arc when it matters the most, the ability to get out and control the pace of the game, which the Cavs, I thought, did better at this time. But for the majority of that game, the Cavs held the three-point shooting advantage. They got out to a hot start. They held Indiana to 15 points in the first quarter. And then by the end of it, Indiana's still shooting 40% from three, and the Cavs still started missing everything from outside the arc as the game went on. You had to have underrated at least some part of this, it feels like. Because they make adjustments, and they make in-game adjustments. And they saw it through and ended up being the team to go out there and take advantage of what you handed them. Knowing that you were going to have to play small, knowing that you were going to have to be good from three, they put in just as many points from beyond the arc and kept up with you in the points in the paint too. And we're just hitting everything down the stretch. 216-474-0092. I want to get to some calls here. Let's get to Eric is in Cam's Corner. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, what's up, Jay? Thanks for taking my call. And listen, man, I got a range of emotions here, and I wasn't going to call, but that two-minute report definitely it got me to call you this evening. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to harp on that because I already know when Tony Brothers comes to town, it's going to be an issue. But with that being said, man, that first, what, 4 to 5 minutes of that first fourth quarter, I thought they were very frantic and impatient. You know, a lot of rush shots, a lot of, I think Max Strus might have missed two layups that he could have made. It was just a lot of things that I felt like they were, I don't know if it got tense at that time or whatever the case was, but that first 4 or 5 minutes of that fourth quarter is where the tide really changed.
Yeah.
And I also thought, you know, Kenny, you know, I'm on board with what he's doing. But I think that was a good opportunity to punch that Craig Porter Jr. ticket just to see what that kid is made of. Because when he came in the first half, he got a block, he got a steal, and he got a bucket. And I thought that was a good tone setter, and I wish he could have played a little bit more minutes. And so I don't want to be the fan and make excuses and blame the referees, but the Pacers got 5 points on the board that really should not have counted. And those calls were egregious, Jake. I know you probably disagree with what I'm saying, man, but those calls were egregious. But aside from that, man, that first 5 minutes of the fourth, I don't know if they even scored many points. It might have been some free throws. I got to look at it. But that first 5 minutes of that fourth quarter, man, was really, really lopsided. And that's when the Pacers, I think Benedict Mathurin was the player that really got them going in the beginning of that fourth quarter. And that's when the momentum kind of shifted. So going to Indiana, it's going to be tough. I don't know how, but I hope they can figure out a way, man. I'm still optimistic, man. We can go down there and get two with our backs against the wall, man. So what do you think about that, man?
Yeah, Eric, when I look at it, and I appreciate the call, I think when you talk about like Max Strus missing, I think in the beginning of that quarter, you saw a combination of two things. You probably saw a couple of guys that were, yes, like you said, they're maybe a little tensed up. They knew the moment was getting there, and they were just trying to survive, as I've talked about. But I think you also saw tired legs. Like Max Strus missing a layup, I think, was much more about the burst that you get in the first quarter when you're going for that layup, or you know when he soared to the rim and threw one down. Wasn't exactly expecting Max Strus to do that. That was very surprising to me. But like, I think the tired legs thing definitely comes into play. It's just, you don't have the same punch, even when you get to it and get to the basket and get a good look. Sometimes when you're tired like that, the ball's just not going to fall. You're just going to have tired muscles, and you have to be able to make the adjustments for them, something that certainly Max this year has not had to do playing north of 38 minutes. It's not an easy situation by any means, but yeah, it's a tough spot I think the Cavs found themselves in. And heading in Indiana in game three, I think there's reason to be optimistic, but unless either Mobley or Garland are suiting up, not a real reason for me. 216-474-0092. Is it fair to say we underrated the Pacers? We will get to your calls here coming up as well as get a grip. Daryl, Ken, I see you guys there on the line. We'll get to you coming up here in 5 minutes. It's overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.